what's your connection with Southwest London and with Sutton, I guess, because you're appearing there on Sunday?
Well, Sutton Tennis Academy was my first coaching job when I moved from playing professionally into coaching. I started working at Sutton Tennis Academy, Sutton Tennis and Squash Club, down the road, and we sort of combined National Club League teams when I was running a full-time squad at the Tennis Academy, and then it was at sort of a better base, so I started basing a lot out of the Tennis and Squash Club, played a lot of matches for them in the National Club League, and then I took over the coaching program for a while before I moved to the Lawn Tennis Association.
Southwest London's synonymous with tennis, really. You've got Wimbledon just round the corner. How did you get into tennis in the first place, and what age were you?
Well, for me, it was sort of one of those classic routes. My parents played at a club probably when I was 5, 6, 7, and I just used to go along, and it really was sort of starting out at a small tennis club, mixing in, playing as much as I could, and then gradually sort of progressing through county, regional, national ranks. But I always sort of came back to the club. The club was sort of the base of everything, which I think is so important for young tennis players.
And did you find it accessible then, or do you think it's much more accessible now that the sport's growing, isn't it? So
I think tennis is way more accessible now than it has been, and it's an area that is growing and growing. Participation is at the forefront of the LTA strategy. It's, you know, the competition with other sports is getting harder and harder. So we're looking at ways to make it more accessible, make it a sport for everyone, rather than that sort of elitist perception that it maybe has had in the past. Clubs now are really engaging with schools, going out to schools, offering a lot of free coaching. There's some great programs that offer that, and then the kids that maybe like it, maybe show a bit of talent, there's then ways to get them into the sport with a little bit more sort of expert coaching and trying to get them to progress.
Because I guess with any sport it can be, or any hobby really, it can be expensive, can't it? So it's important that the schools do offer it, but then obviously that's a cost for a school. So what would your advice be to youngsters wanting to get into the game?
Well, look, I mean, tennis is a great sport to learn a lot of hand-eye coordination skills. It sets you up for being good at many other sports. So it's a great sport to learn. If it's something that kids really enjoy, they feel they're good at, then it's trying to find ways into clubs that, and clubs now are trying to make it a lot easier for parents to support children playing tennis. It's not too expensive. When you then get to the travel part and it gets a bit more serious, then like any sport, you know, there becomes more costs involved. But as they get better, hopefully they're offset as well. You know, as an organisation at the Lawn Tennis Association, we're really trying to support that pathway as best we can. We realise that it's not cheap. You know, good coaching comes at a price, but we are trying to support that as best we can. But at the early stages, there are options to get into tennis without it being too expensive.
So what's your role at the LTA, or is that part of your role getting tennis out there to youngsters across the country?
Well, no, I work more at the sort of performance end. So my role is as a senior national coach in men's tennis and Davis Cup coach. So I work with our best male players from 14 upwards. We offer different funding programs, and I support those players whilst also running a lot of camps and trips for the wider group of players. So it is more that sort of top end. And when players get to that sort of age 14, you're starting to see, can they be pros? Can they go on that journey? But there's lots of other options as well. You know, a lot of players will go to maybe American college, then they maybe come out and have a career after that. So there's a lot of pathways now in tennis. It's pretty exciting.
So what are the names to watch out for over the next couple of years?
Well, Kyle Edmund has had a big breakthrough year, moving from 50 into the top 15 in the world. So, you know, he's a player that has definitely got potential top 10 potential and looking to go far in Grand Slams. On the women's side, Katie Bolter is a young face that has moved into the top 100 now. Joe Conte dropped back a little bit this year, but you know, I think everyone expects her to have a really good year again next year and get back up to the forefront of the women's rankings. We've got some great juniors now. So Jack Draper, a local Surrey boy, who made the final of Junior Wimbledon this year and has made some huge inroads in the men's game, in the pro game, in the last few months. So he's certainly one to look out for. But we've got a really good group of young players now, and the feel in British tennis is a very positive one.
Do you still think the sport is growing, or do you think it's reached its peak? I mean, obviously, we've got this long history with Wimbledon, so it's always been there.
It's something that we can't ever take our eye off the ball with, and the figures will show that there is up and down trends, and obviously it's perceived as a bit of a summer sport. When Wimbledon's on the television, people tend to pick up the rackets and go out. You know, our goal is to try and make it accessible all year round, and it's acknowledging the fact that we are competing with a lot of other sports. So yes, it's a growing sport, but you've got to keep producing new initiatives, and you've got to keep making it accessible and inspiring players to play. And that's sort of my job at the top end, to try and help have a host of good players that inspire the younger generation to pick up a tennis racket and want to be tennis players.
So the event on Sunday at Sutton Tennis and Squash Club, for people who want to come, what can they expect from the afternoon?
Well, it's a bit of an intro to the club, Sutton Tennis and Squash Club. For me, it's very close to my heart, because there's not that many clubs around that really offer that experience. And I love Sutton because there's a great membership, people that are genuinely interested in tennis. They really support the club teams. There's a great junior program there, and it's a good nurturing environment. So it's close to my heart. What I'm going to offer is I'm going to talk about the journey of winning the Davis Cup in 2015. So I became Davis Cup coach under Leon Smith in 2010, when we were sort of at the bottom of the ladder, so to speak, and we came up, and you know, winning it in 2015 was a huge feat. It was the first win since 1936. So I'm going to talk about that, and then I'm going to try and talk about how do we get to there? And it does start in club tennis, and trying to explain to people what that journey is and all the different opportunities that tennis can offer, and the importance of that club environment from a young age.
And I guess being part of a club, it is a lovely feeling, isn't it? It's not just, you know, playing a sport, but it's very sociable as well, isn't it?
Very much so. And that's when I go to countries like France, Germany, Italy, Spain, you get quite envious of what they have there. They have a lot more tennis clubs in towns than we do. The tennis club is the hub of life, so to speak, and people go there, they socialise there, and they play tennis. And that was a little bit like when I was growing up. There would be club afternoons on a Sunday. You'd go there, you'd come in and out, you'd play with adults, you'd play with juniors, you'd mix in. And it was a really good environment. And that's been lost a little bit. You know, now people are sort of chasing to the next thing. It's tennis hit now, and football now, and rugby, you know, and we're losing that feel. So for me, the clubs that do offer that nurturing environment, and Sutton is a great place for people to go, hang out, eat, drink, socialise, play tennis. It offers all of that.
So finally, you touched on it just briefly just now about the Davis Cup. How did it feel winning that cup after so long?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was an amazing feeling. I mean, it was a long journey, and it wasn't just about the year in 2015. It was really about when we started in 2010 and putting a team together with a great team spirit. In the early matches, Andy and Jamie Murray actually weren't part of it then. They came into it a bit later on, when we'd really established a great team spirit, and they thrived in that environment. But there was... so many players played their part in the success story. We had some big wins over countries like Slovakia and Russia, Croatia, on the way to the 2015 title. So it was a sort of a culmination of 5 years of real hard work. And it felt great. It felt like it sort of put us on the map as a serious tennis nation. We'd had success with Andy individually, but to do it in a team sport and people to actually say, yeah, Great Britain are world champions in tennis, I think it really changed the perception of British tennis.
Of course, Andy's had a lot of injury this year. Do you think it's, well, I hate to say, but coming to the end of his career as a professional player, or do you think he's still got another big tournament in him?
I mean, Andy is working as hard as he possibly can to get back to full fitness. It's been a long journey for him, but, you know, he is probably the most dogged competitor person I've ever met. You know, he will leave no stone unturned in trying to get back to full fitness. And, you know, he's been posting on social media some of the things he's been doing over in Philadelphia, a big rehab program, and he looks in unbelievable shape. Now, hopefully he can start the year in Australia and he can, you know, he can really feel that confidence in his body and get a few more years of playing tennis at the highest level, because there's no question he's got the ability to do it. And, you know, his body looks in great shape now. So, yeah, there's every reason to be encouraged by, you know, hoping Andy can get back up to the top of the game.
Lovely. So if people want to come along on Sunday, how can they find out more?
Well, get on the website at Sutton Tennis and Squash Club. It's going to be very sort of social, relaxed afternoon. Buffet food, me doing a presentation, mixing in, asking questions. Finding out about tennis. So, hopefully we get a full house there and it'll be a really good afternoon.